The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
803707.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the show, the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. In a recent column at townhall.com titled Opening Up America, my guest this hour observed that when we compare the number of people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and have recovered from it, compare that with the number who've died from the disease, he says it may well be that fear is the greater threat. Cal Thomas, veteran journalist, as many of you know, a leading voice of reason in cultural and political spheres, as a matter of fact, in all mediums, radio, television, print, for years, well over three decades and counting. He has written over a dozen books. We talked about one a while back, What Works, Common Sense Solutions for a Stronger America, and his latest work, America's Expiration Date, The Fall of Empires and Superpowers, and the Future of the United States. Cal, my friend, always an honor to welcome you on the show.
Well, thank you, Don. Nice to be with you, as always.
When I read your column, I immediately thought of FDR's remark, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Talk about why I think you have a very legitimate point here.
Well, Don, I think that, we're getting double messages. First, we're told to stay home. And then we're told if we do go out to wear masks, make sure we wash our hands, don't shake hands with anybody, stay 6 feet apart. So my argument is, well, if you can do that when you go out, why can't you go to a restaurant and maintain, social distance and the rest? Now, I'm in Florida, living in Florida at the moment. Governor DeSantis said today that as of Monday, they're opening up restaurants, among other businesses, with, I think, up to 50% capacity and tables 6 feet away and all kinds of hand sanitizers and masks on the wait staff and all the rest. We can't live you would live underground. This is crazy. I mean, remember during the Cold War, there was all kinds of fear about Geiger counters, if there was a nuclear attack, mm-hmm. and how many years we'd have to stay in some kind of a lead underground room before we could come out again. We're killing ourselves. This is, as the president has said, and he's right, this has been the greatest economy the world has ever known. Employment figures across all demographics were wonderful. Wages were going up, and then we've done this to ourselves. Frankly, I think we overreacted.
What are some of the biggest concerns long term with what you've just said? There are no doubt many excellent businesses that will never see the light of day again, right?
That's right, and employees, particularly those who are Hispanic and Black, who work in restaurants and who are just starting, many of them, to be able to fend for themselves and be independent of government and have a hope for themselves and a future. My wife owns a restaurant. It's been shut down since early March, like so many others, and a lot of those people are on unemployment, but there are a lot of restaurants and other businesses that may not be able to come back, and employees who may not have jobs once these restrictions are lifted. I mean, there are all kinds of viruses for which there is no vaccine. You take a look at HIV. We still don't have a vaccine for that. Influenza. Every year we're told to get shots to protect against influenza, except there are several strains of influenza, and you can get immunized against one strain and still catch another. Even Dr. Fauci said the other day that there's no guarantee that a vaccine, if discovered, is going to work. So that means we're going through all of this stuff with no hope that something's going to protect us. So you got to get on living, Don. I mean, there are all kinds of threats out there. You could be hit by a truck. You could be struck by lightning and all these other things. I'm not a conspiracist, Don, but I'm very, very suspicious that this happens right now, right in the middle of the election season. And I think there needs to be a top-to-bottom investigation when this thing is over to find out why it's happened.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, one of my questions I wanted to ask you was just that. How concerned are you, or should we all be, over what I see as the really heavy-handed actions of some of our state's governors, some mayors, and most, if not all of them, interestingly, Democrat, coming down so hard on our freedoms regarding schools, businesses, and also, of course, our places of worship, our churches
Yes.
and synagogues?
Yeah, somebody made a point the other day. I thought it was great. How come places like Home Depot and Lowe's can remain open, but churches are supposed to remain shut? A very good question. Let me refer to you to a wonderful column on Wednesday in the Wall Street Journal by Holman Jenkins. At the end of the column, in which he's praising Elon Musk of Tesla for challenging the government of the state of California, successfully, by the way, because they've let him reopen now. Here's what Holman Jenkins says in the last paragraph of his column on Wednesday. Our country and our Constitution are finished if the most sweeping authoritarian and undemocratic restrictions on individual liberty ever contemplated are not subjected to legal challenge and accountability. Amen to that.
Amen to that twice. Final question. How confident are you of the advice and counsel of Dr. Anthony Fauci himself and also other members of the task force and others who've really come at it from strictly a models perspective, what I'm trying to say? They're experts in those areas, but they're not economists. What do you think of that advice that we're being given in that regard?
Well, look, I don't doubt the sincerity of Dr. Fauci, and I certainly don't criticize his experience and expertise. But science is not unilateral. There are many scientists who have different views of the same subject. And I think the president is right to listen to other voices. I don't think that one person should have complete control over this subject. I noticed that almost any time there is something positive that happens, Dr. Fauci is out there pouring cold water on it. This is a nation that was built on hope and vision and hard work and optimism. And all we're getting now is the reverse of these things. And it's depressing. You find a lot more people now who are turning to drugs and alcohol. Suicides are up. I mean, we cannot go on like this. We've got to break out. We've got to get back to work. We've got to get the schools open. We can take precautions, obviously, but we can't live like hermits or America will cease to exist.
Well said. Thank you, my friend. As always, great to talk with you.
Thanks, Don.
Cal Thomas, there's much more to the column than we had time to cover. He's got a great quote at the end of the column by Ted Nugent. Just outstanding. Townhall.com, Opening Up America. His latest book, America's Expiration Date, Fall of Empires and Superpowers. His website, his name, calthomas.com, and follow him at Twitter at Cal Thomas.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or You'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A action, 703-922-1900.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form, and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a health crisis strikes, it can be a crazy time for parents. But in the middle of your busyness, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Our lives can be like pressure cookers, and we can only handle so much stress. Sooner or later, we need to slow down, make time for a good book, a bubble bath, or find another way to just be still. Explore new ways to refresh your mind, body, and soul. And together, we'll get through this.
We've been encouraging you to make a point to see the number one box office documentary of 2019, No Safe Spaces. I really hope if you haven't done it already, you will. You and your family will benefit greatly from it. It has to do with what's happening in our college and university campuses all across the country these days. As really, seriously, folks, our First Amendment right to free speech is under assault and attack as never before. As a matter of fact, it's been, I think, properly described as one of the most important documents that you need to see today. A very sobering reminder that no matter who you are these days, if you say anything that the radical left doesn't like, social media, work, wherever you are, place of worship even, they'll make efforts to shut you down. The film features Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, several others as well, from the right and the left, who agree on at least this vital point: America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share your ideas. Now, you can get your copy at nosafespaces.com, but be sure you use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the price of the film. That's nosafespaces.com, discount code SAVE25. This Saturday, May 16th, 8:45 p.m. in all American time zones, another exciting opportunity available free of charge for, as it's been put, lockdown-weary American families. Trail Life USA hosting another of its backyard movie nights and campouts, with some 12,000 self-isolating families expected to participate. You can as well. We're going to tell you how to do that. But more to the point, want the gentleman who created this force to give us his firsthand endorsement and encouragement. Mark Hancock is CEO of Trail Life, author of several books, including Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Let Boys Be Boys. That's a free download at traillifeusa.com. Also, another free download is 5 Critical Needs for Boys. And he brings a lot to the table in terms of our young people and children. Mark, thank you for joining me once again.
It's a pleasure to be with you again. God bless you.
talk about this exciting live stream event, backyard movie night and camp out. And I do understand folks don't have to watch it in the backyard, right?
Yeah, this is an idea that came from the field. You know, our troops can be really resourceful as an outdoor organization for boys and young men. They figured out how to stay connected, how to enjoy the outdoors. So they were camping in their backyards, and they said, can we invite all of America to join us? And we did that last month with the first national backyard camp out, had over 6,000 families participate. And we decided to do the backyard movie camp out this Saturday night, and we paired up with Revelation Media, and we're showing The Pilgrim's Progress for free. And you get the information at traillifeusa.com/backyard. And you can sign up and you can watch that movie. You know, you can do it inside in your living room. Like you said, you can make a blanket fort or something. The idea, Don, is that during these times, we can create opportunities for our families to enjoy our time together rather than live under the stress and fear. You know, what if our kids after this time don't walk away from this time saying, wow, that was a terrible time of shortages and unemployment and fear and the unknown, but they walk away saying, hey, that's when our family watched that movie in the backyard, or that's when we made the fort in the living room and had a great time. So we're hoping all your listeners will join us.
Now, as I understand it, you have some wonderful talent part of the evening. Everybody that I know that I've ever mentioned their names to absolutely brightens when you mention the names of Keith and Kristen Getty. They're going to be part of the evening?
Yeah, they're amazing people. And this is the interesting thing. Kristen is the voice of the narrator in the film, The Pilgrim's Progress. And Keith's song, of course, In Christ Alone, that we all know, the modern hymn, is the anthem for Trail Life USA. In 2013, at our inaugural convention, 1,100 men gathered in 44 states, and that's the first thing that we all did together was sang that song, In Christ Alone. And so here we are 6 years later in this movie event with Kristen Getty being the voice and the narrator, and Keith and Kristen joining us for a pre-show to sing for all of us from their living room, In Christ Alone.
As I understand it, David Benham, a well-known author, is going to be kind of emceeing the event. What can you tell us about him for folks who may not know a whole lot about him?
Well, David and his brother, of course, they had the HGTV show years ago, and for their Christian conservative beliefs, they were tossed off the air, and so they've become popular speakers and authors writing about the challenges of being in this culture and being having strong convictions in this culture. And so they've been great role models for the boys in Trail Life USA, and they love Trail Life. They love what we stand for, the character, leadership, and adventure principles that we put forth and the Christ-centered focus that we have. So we're just good friends with them, and they also had an association with Revelation Media, and they said, you know, we want to get involved in this too. So David's hosting it. So if you tune in at 8:45, there's a pre-show. David will be on it. That's when we hear from the Gettys. We'll have a couple other guests on there. I'll say a few words to everybody, and then we'll launch right into the movie.
What are you getting for feedback in a more general sense? Because I didn't mention it at the outset, but you do have a rich and considerable experience in terms of family life. You were a youth and college pastor, associate pastor, a homeless ministry director, global event director. You have two masters in mental health counseling. You're available, I understand, as well to give advice to parents as to how to deal with this whole shutdown that we're all experiencing. And I'm sure a lot of families are at the point of saying, I'm so tired of my kids bouncing off the walls and saying, why can't I go out? Why can't I do this? So two questions, I guess, in that regard. What are you hearing from families as a minister and as a ministry? And two, what do you suggest for parents beyond what we're talking about for Saturday night? How are some ways they can creatively kind of lessen the pressure on the family?
Oh, that's a great question. I love talking about that. We've been talking to our troops about that, and then also some articles that we've written have gone out to the general public also. But, you know, we as parents during this time, there's nothing that we can do, or there's not a lot we can do to protect our children from every difficulty that they're going to face. But we can live our lives as people of faith in such a way that we can show them how to live during those times of difficulty. And so this COVID situation has given us the opportunity as parents to show our kids how to live in times of difficulty, how to live as people of faith, how to walk above the ordinary, how to show that our confidence is in a wonderful God who has a plan. So we're encouraging parents to make sure they take the time to talk with their kids. You know, some of the language we're using today, you know, who knew 6 months ago the expression social distancing? Or, you know, I've used the word quarantine more times in the last 60 days than probably in the 10 years prior. You know, there's all this new language that we're using. Well, kids don't understand that. We have to take time to talk with our sons and talk with our daughters to make sure that they understand the language and that they understand social distancing. This is why we're doing this. And so these concepts and these words don't bring anxiety to them. We need to model for them walking through in peace. If we're checking the news more than four times a day and for more than 20 minutes, we're probably on there too much, and we're just hearing the same thing over and over again. So we don't want to model for our kids that you check out and you just check into a constant message of the same thing over and over again. We go on with our lives. We live our lives. We enjoy the people that we live with and that we're related to. And I'm seeing wonderful things happen. I had family tell us that they finished dinner the other night around the dinner table, which, first of all, they hadn't done in so long because of soccer practice and dance practice and everything else. They ate dinner together, and then they sat at the table, Don, for 45 minutes and just talked. And they said that was revolutionary for them, and they're hoping that when we get back to whatever normal looks like, that they'll be able to maintain those sorts of habits. So it's a great time to develop sort of traditions with our families when we don't have the types of distractions that we have in the past. So we're encouraging families to this is the time to institute your family game night. This is the time to sit around the dinner table and talk about, come up with a question around the table. What was the most important thing that happened to you today? Tell me the thing that so-and-so in the family has done that's been the most helpful for you that you've seen. You know, those sorts of questions, just to have discussions around dinner tables, to institute family game night, like I said, to do things together as a family, to participate in things like a backyard campout. I mean, we've got some kids who, it was about 30 days ago when we did the first national backyard campout. They're still camping outside, Don. These kids are still in their tents outside because they're just enjoying it out there. So we introduce these new traditions so that the memories that we walk away from are different from those of high anxiety and the unknown and fear. But they end up being memories and new ways that we work together and we get along as families.
The Trail Life USA, of course, itself is the response to the Boy Scouts, or the counterpart to it for folks who want a thoroughly Christian, thoroughly biblical program for their children, their young people, their young men. Am I right?
Yeah, that's sort of our beginnings. Is about 300 volunteers across the USA when the Boy Scouts started to indicate that they were going to be departing from some of their traditional values. People knew that there needed to be an alternative for people who valued a Christ-centered focus. And so Trail Life USA was born from those 300 volunteers and grassroots campaign. Our first event that I mentioned earlier was in 2013. 1,100 men came from 44 states, met in Nashville. And then 3 months later, we had our launch with 10,000 members on the first day. Now we have over 30,000 members working out of 830 churches in all 50 states.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for the great work that you are doing, you and your staff. We're looking forward to Saturday night. I'll mention the details again in a moment, but thank you for being with us for these few moments.
Thank you, Don. I want to encourage you in what you're doing. You're making a difference, so thank you.
Thank you. Mark Hancock, CEO, founder of Trail Life USA, and I'll give you two websites. One, if you're interested in the scouting program, if you will, the Trail Life USA program, that website itself, traillifeusa.com. The other one, to get the free access to the Saturday night event that starts at 8:45 p.m., is traillifeusa.com and then /backyard. That's traillifeusa.com/backyard, and the entire event is free of charge.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic.
There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we talk about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced us to find new ways to live. But how does it affect our faith? Get a free download of John Piper's Coronavirus in Christ from Family Life Today.
This is a time when the fragile form of this world is felt. The seeming solid foundations are shaking.
In this free book, you'll get answers to your questions and concerns.
Find hope and faith in this free John Piper book. Download now at WAVA.com, keyword God.
NAPA cares about the communities across America they're a part of. That's why for those of you still having to get out there, NAPA Auto Parts, Auto Care Centers, and NAPA Online are ready to help you get where you need. That's NAPA know-how.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, traffic is at a crawl as you make your way eastbound on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, right between M Street Exit 2 and the 11th Street Bridge. Unfortunately, these slowdowns will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute, so if you want to avoid that area altogether, be sure to do so. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
This afternoon, partial sunshine, breezy and warmer, high 86. A few clouds for tonight and warm, with a spotty shower or thunderstorm, low 69. A mix of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, with a shower or thunderstorm, high 81. For a Sunday, cloudy night is warm, with a shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon, high 72. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Cheryl Golden.
Hey, folks, kind of a heads up. Coming up next hour, a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago with a great friend, a fellow Salem Talk host, well-known political commentator Sebastian Gorka. He'll be joining me by pre-recording. Of course, our schedules fall pretty much the same, so we always have to pre-tape stuff. But it's an interesting conversation, his take on the president and how the president's handling COVID-19 and all the rest that goes along with that. So that's coming up next hour. Also, very important that you know this if you've missed it, Mark Hancock, founder and CEO of Trail Life USA, was talking with me in an earlier hour about tomorrow night's free, get the word, free virtual national backyard movie and campout night. It's a chance for families and individuals to join literally thousands of other families virtually across the nation. Special music by Keith and Kristen Getty. the animated movie, the great movie, The Pilgrim's Progress, and also the entire evening hosted by David Benham. And all the information as to how you can access it tomorrow evening, I think it's 8:45 across the nation, and you can access it by going to traillifeusa.com/backyard. But all that coming up next hour as well. So I want you to have that information in case you missed it. Also, while I have this brief moment with you, I want to thank you for what you've done in our campaign so far. 188 children to go is all we need to cure 1,000 children of leprosy. You hear me? 188 more. That's it. And we want to thank Chelsea in Gaithersburg for taking care of one of those children, $30 gift. Jessica in Brandywine, $90 for three. Pamela in Glen Burnie, a $60 gift for two. And Yvonne in Beltsville said, hey, I'll give a $300 gift for 10 of those kids. And that's how we're getting it done. So if you haven't done something but want to, now's a perfect time to do it. The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true, this disease can be cured.
Scott Wilder with me from American Leprosy Missions, painting a very clear picture. And Scott, you've seen the work of American Leprosy Missions. They are working in a number of different countries. Am I correct in saying there were 16 at least?
16. Yeah, 16 countries around the world. And today, you know, you can reach out and you can make a difference today. And in fact, we're waiting on your phone call right now. You do a one-time gift. You could do a monthly gift if you want to. The phone number is toll-free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. In this half hour, we want to do this for 75 kids. Now, that's $30 per child, 75 kids. $90 cures three, $150 cures five, more cures more, 600 cures 20. The phone number to call is toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number. And if we do this for 75, this half hour, you say, well, how much is that? 75 times 30, that's $2,250. $2,250. Maybe you're a numbers person. You say, okay, I can do the 250. Let's round that down to 2,000. Or maybe you say, I'll do 2,000 or I'll do 1,000. That rounds it down to 1,250. The phone number is toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. And our goal this half hour is to provide the cure, to deliver the cure to 75 children, knowing that 52 children a day are diagnosed worldwide with leprosy. So call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Now, as I recall, we mentioned it earlier, this is gospel-driven, folks. That's critical. That's important to so many of you. This is in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. not just saying so, but doing it. It's really the matrix in which this ministry was born. But as I understand it and I recall, this includes even giving Bibles and other life-changing resources that bring people closer to the Lord in addition to the cure. Am I right?
It does. It's exactly the case. And so today, I mean, you're delivering the temporal cure, the cure for us while we're here, but also the cure for us for eternity. We know that which ails all mankind is a separation from Christ. And so today, you can do this in Jesus' name, but then also you're sending the Word of God. You're sending the saving message of Jesus when you do this today. You know, Don, let me give the number again real quick, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number. I'm 58 years old. It took me a full 57 years to learn a lesson. And let me just share it. I'm embarrassed because most people probably already think this way. But it took me that long. And inside the last year, I've sort of had an epiphany. I used to say, you know this, Don, because I'd say it with you. I talk about how God has blessed us. And he's blessed us. Why has he blessed us so? You know, is it because we're good? Is it because we're better? Is it because we're Americans? Because we speak English? Because we eat three times a day and bathe once a day? No, it's none of that stuff. He blesses us because he loves us, and we are blessed to bless. And that's true. Everything about that is true. There was nothing. I didn't believe anything wrong. I just believed something that wasn't complete. And inside the last year, what I really have come to understand, not believe, but know, is that God's blessings that flow to us are not just evidence that he loves us. Because he loves the people he doesn't bless the same way he blesses us. He loves them just as much. So why then would he bless us so? It's not just that he loves us. That's true. The blessings that flow to us are evidence that God loves us. But bigger than that, they are evidence that God trusts us. That he trusts us not to just be people that have blessings flow to us, but they become blessings that flow through us. That God will continue to bless us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us, not just to us. That's a lesson I learned in the last year. So, I mean, I'm really excited about having learned it. I feel like I used to tell my kid, my boys and my daughter, learning is fun. They don't always feel fun, but learning is fun. And, you know, when I sort of came on that reality, I thought, how could I not have understood this for so long? How could I have lived, really, a whole life and not really have understood? To understand that the blessings are evidence that God loves us, but it's so much more than that. And now it becomes not a deal where Don Crow is telling you, hey, what are you going to do with that? Or Scott or American Leprosy Minister or somebody else, Wava, telling you that. This is the Lord. The fact that you're listening right now is evidence that you've been blessed. You've been blessed by where you are, and you've been blessed by when you are. And I would just say, what are we going to do with that now? I would say we want to be conduits through which they flow to others. We are blessed to bless. We are blessed for the purpose of being set forth to bless others. And that's what we're doing today. 800-979-1980 or click the banner at WAVA.com. Every $90 cures 3 of leprosy, 60 for a brother and sister, 300 for 10, 600 cures 20 of leprosy. Our goal this half hour is 75. How many are you going to do right now at 800-979-1980 or click the banner at WAVA.com?
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A marginally positive session to close out the week on Wall Street, though the major indexes all lost ground for the week. Today, the Dow Industrials gained 60 points, the Nasdaq Composite rose 70, and the S&P 500 added 32. In response to the growing number of consumer complaints to the Transportation Department over flight refunds in light of the pandemic, a group of Democratic senators have signed on to a bill that would require major airlines and third-party ticket sellers to offer full cash refunds for all canceled tickets, regardless of whether the airline canceled the overall flight or the passenger canceled their individual ticket. Its future is still far from certain, but JCPenney has at least bought itself some more time. The struggling department store chain paid one of its recent debt payments, $17 million worth, but it still does owe bondholders $12 million, a payment that is technically due today, although it might get an extension. Speculation remains that Penny will end up having to file for bankruptcy protection before long. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the Symptom Checker to help change the conversation with your doctor.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
During difficult times, it's important not to be frozen by fear or complacency, thinking that Congress, the Fed, or your current financial planner will fix the impact of the pandemic on your retirement savings. The bottom line is, no one else is going to care about your retirement the way you do. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth, and reset your retirement for income using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book and a no-obligation call with an income specialist. 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store. Where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
It's a holistic restoration, I would call it. It's not just a medication, but there is also the love of Christ that is brought to them in a way that they can be able to see they belong.
That's really what it is, folks. The tangible bringing of the love of Jesus Christ right to the people who desperately need to know they're loved. Scott, you mentioned it at the outset of this hour. That's one of the many penalties paid through no fault of their own, of those who carry this disease. They lose contact socially, emotionally, and sadly even spiritually if they don't know the Lord.
You know, you're right, Don, and we are talking, we almost use it jokingly about social distancing and social distancing. Finally, the world is coming around to my lifestyle, social distancing. And we joke around about that kind of stuff, but we only joke around about it because we haven't really understood that this is the way some people have to live all the time. This is our right now. I mean, many times when we talked about this, we said, what must it be like if everybody is in the same situation where anyone you might turn to for help is suffering the same way you are? And we have a taste of that now, but we have every sense that this will end at some point, and even if we can't say exactly how or when, it will, and it will turn around for us. But this is our right now. This is there always. And, you know, I've said before, when this is over, and it will be over, all that will be left, what we will remember most is how we treated each other. How did it make us behave? Did we use it as an excuse to do nothing good? Or did we understand this is an opportunity for us to understand how blessed we are and to reach out beyond ourselves and be used by God to be Jesus with skin on, to make love a verb, for it to be something we do and not just something we say? Or will we not? Was it all about us? You know, we watched everything on Netflix and we're almost through with the internet. You know, that's what we did during COVID-19. Or did we see beyond ourselves and say, Lord, what would you have me do today? You've blessed me with safety. You've blessed me with health. You've blessed me with financial ability. And just the savings alone. I mean, honestly, I have found myself with a few extra dollars here and there. I think, how did I get extra dollars? I didn't think I could have extra dollars. how come every month I wouldn't have these extra dollars? Well, I'm not going out to eat. I'm not going anywhere, you know, to eat. I'm not buying gasoline as much because I'm not driving hardly at all. And when I do, it's cheaper than it was. If you got the PPP check, that's a few extra bucks in your pocket. If you got the tax refund, that's some extra bucks in your pocket. Now the question is, will you share? Would you share? And today you have a great opportunity. $90 cures 3 of leprosy and delivers the saving knowledge of Christ. $150 cures 5. $300 cures 10. This half hour, only a few minutes left, we have a goal of delivering the cure to 75. That is $2,250. $2,250. Somebody listening right now might hear that somebody earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, gave the $3,000 one-time gift. And you might say, you know what? If that person did it, I can do it. And if you've given, would you pray that someone else will come alongside and they would say, you know, if they did it, I'm going to do it. Because when we all do this together, you know, we were saying we're all in this together. What does that mean, though? We're all in this together. If it doesn't mean that we should reach down and, number one, understand that we are blessed. And then number two, understand how God would have us be a blessing to others. That is the whole point of we're all in this together. Call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. And you can provide that cure. $300 provides 10, $600 provides 20, $90 provides 3 cures. 800-979-1980.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of the loan.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced us to find new ways to live. But how does it affect our faith? Get a free download of John Piper's Coronavirus in Christ from Family Life Today.
This is a time when the fragile form of this world is felt. The seeming solid foundations are shaking.
In this free book, you'll get answers to your questions and concerns.
Find hope and faith in this free John Piper book. Download now at WAVA.com, keyword God.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school. WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com. If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Quick, where's the romance? On the next Adventures in Odyssey, Courtney and Jenny claim there's no real love stories in the Bible. Not so, says Connie, as she retells the heart-stopping romantic saga of Ruth, Boaz, and Naomi. It's a bittersweet mix of tragedy and devotion that you'd better not miss. Next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Friday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, that's 800-979-1980, or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, here you can give quickly at WAVA.com. Either website works, however. Scott Wilder with me, and of course, Scott, it's exciting to see how huge a change we can bring to a human being with just a $30 gift.
It is something. I mean, really, it turns everything around. I mean, when you have a child that has leprosy, I've told you before about being overseas, being in Ghana, being in Cote d'Ivoire, being in Africa. 14th trip to Africa was my last trip to Africa. When you're there and when you go deep, deep into the villages, I mean, you actually go into the literal end of the road, the end of the road. The road ends, and you get out of the Jeep, and then you walk another 2 hours. You know, because I know you've done it too, Don. You go deep into the villages and deep past the creeks and, jungles, and you find these villages where we have the opportunity to diagnose and then treat and, of course, deliver the cure for those suffering from leprosy. 52 every single day children are diagnosed with leprosy. Of course, more than that actually contract it. One of the things about this COVID-19 thing that's got our attention is, okay, how many people have been diagnosed might be different from how many people have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that, but, you know, we have so many safety nets here in the United States. I'm telling you, if you're diagnosed with leprosy in another country, we are their safety net. We don't have to wonder what would Jesus do. Just have to do what he did do, when the man with leprosy came to Christ and said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing?" We can't heal and restore the same way Jesus did, but we can respond to that question the way he did. Are you willing? Yes, I'm willing. And you can do that right now. $90 cures 3, $150 cures 5, $300 cures 10. And I would say just maybe count up your kids and grandkids. I remember being on the air with you once, Don, and one of your listeners said, "I counted up my kids I count it on my grandkids and my great-grandkids, and I'll do it for 17. The phone number is 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
You remember, never seen yourself, folks, as a world changer. I know that's a big term, but believe me, that's what you are when you make that call and make that gift.
Amen.
Whatever the amount is, you are a world changer at 800-979-1980 or on our website, WAVA.com.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.